ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refua Shelema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin Daf Lamed Beis. The sugi begins on the bottom of Lamed Aleph from Beis, Omar Rovo, Mitakonosei Shel Hillel, from the Takon of Hillel, which is the Takon of the Mishnah, that Bereshoino, since they're Nitman on the Yoyim Shnei Vasa Chodesh, on the last day of the year, in order that it should be cholot loy, so Hillel was masakin that he once should be able to be cholish moisiv lelishko, and then he could go and repossess the house. So the Gemara says, from here we see that if woman say areiz a gitach amenasha titnili masayin zuz v'nosna loy, and she gave it to him to fulfill the tenai, then midaitoy megureshes, but bal korchoy ena megureshes. So from here the Gemara wants to prove that the fact that Hillel may have to make a special takono, we see that nesina bal korcho is loish lehaven nesina. And if we have to make a special takana, that one could be, give the balkarche of the lekeach. So the Mutzumayesh and the Eilish Shleima question, that according to this it follows, that the only means of one to be goyal his bias is only midasa lekeach. So they ask, saying that's poshit, that the whole chiddush of the parish of Geulas Bat Erichoyma is that he could be paid his bias balkarche of the lekeach. Because midaitai, if you have to come on to the das of the lekeach, he could be goyal his bayis afilu achar shana. If he wants to resell it to him, of course he could sell it. So what's the chiddush? Where's in the sky the chiddush of geula if he has no means of being goyal his bayis balkarchi of the lekeach? So they both answer that the inyan is that the Torah is mitzave that the meicher has the means of being goyal, and the lekeach has a mitzvah to be mekabel, to mekabel the pidyon. But Einachanami, if he doesn't want to be Mekabel, even though he's doing Shalaika Hagin and Shalaika Din Taira, Mikol Makim, the Meicher has no means of being Goyal at the Baal Karachai. But he says, according to this, therefore it's understood why Hillel made a Takana, that here he should have the means of being, even since he should have a means of being Chaylish Ma'isav Lelishka, since the Lekeach being Oisav Shalaika Hagin, Shalaika Taira, therefore we made a Takana that he should be able to follow through with the Rotsan of the Taira, that he should be able to be Goyal his Bias. However, in the Rishonim, it's mavur that the Arai Fanim, and the example cases that even if you hold Nesina Bal Korcha is Loishma Nesina, still we could be poil adin, we can affect adin geula Bal Korcha of the Lekeach. Because Taisus over here in Aflame Beis asks that the Gemara has two Lishonis in Rava. If the din of Nesina Bal Korcha, Loishma Nesina, according to the Lishna Kama, that's whether Befonov, whether Shloi Befonov, according to the second Lashon, that's only Shloi Befonov. So Tosis asks, according to the first Lashon of Rava, that even Befonov, Nesina Bal Korcha, is Loishma Nesina, so Tosis asks, then why did the Lekech on the Yom Yud Beis Chodesh, initial Yud Beis Chodesh, have to go into hiding? Why doesn't he stay around in his home? And he just won't be Mekabel the Mois from the Meicher. And since Nesina Bal Korcha is Loishma Nesina, Memela, it'll be Hichlat, the bias will be Nechlat Loi when the day is up. So to this, Tosis answers that if he would be in the city, he would be embarrassed not to take the money. Which is really posh, because like we explained before, there's a mitzvah and his din is to be mekabel the pidyon. So he was embarrassed, so therefore he went into hiding. But technically speaking, if he would be around and he wouldn't be mekabel the money, enechanami, the pidyon would not go into effect. But however, Tosis and Gittin, Anaf Ayin Hei, Amin Aleph, which is in the same sugya of the Sinu Al Korch over there, he adds another teretz, that v'gamim hoyu b'faneinu, b'fonav, if the lekech would be here, b'fnei the meicher, yasu bezdin lekablam balkorchai. Bezdin would force the lekech to mekabal emois balkorchai. And so the Beis Yosef in Ebenezer, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, brings from the Maribei Rav, that he wants to mechiach from this teretz of Tosfos, that we see that the whole machloikis of Nesina balkorcha, ishmona sina, alav shmona sina, is only when the person, the lekech is not being mekabel the mois at all. Meaning the nois is just putting the money, he's not willing to take the money, and just puts it down in front of him, and he says it's muchen, it's prepared for you to take it when you want, when you wish, and he's not willing to take it. Then, if you hold shmona sina, then it's neskaim the nesina, if loy shmona sina, then not. But, if we would force him to be mekabel the mois biyodai, even a neged ritzoinai, even if he's not willing to take the money, then lekuli alma will be considered a nesina. So therefore, according to this, it would be very good, understood why we'd have a gula bal korchai. If he would be around, then we would have the means of being able to force him to be mekabel the money, and then we would be able to affect the gula bal korchai. However, the Beis Yosef brings the Isi Misha Hisgalov, which the Mitzayin is the Ramal Shikar and Simon Lamed Beis, that he's choylik on the Maribei Rav, and he says avadai imlav shmanasino, it wouldn't help to be force him to be mekabel the moiz bal korachay. He says rather the kavan and toisis is as the Rashman Gittin dafain hey amenal says that if he wouldn't be nitman, then we would be koyfin bezmu would be koyfin atshei meroitzani. Came and sheesh lo minadin lekablim to be mekabel the money. And this, like it was mavur earlier in the Afchaf Aleph, that when one is mechuyev to mekayim adin, like thereby Nesina's get, when he's obligated to give the get, it helps kfiyah atshiyem roitzani. So therefore, in our case, again, it will be shayach geul bal korchi in this oifen, that since he's mechuyev to take the mekabel the mois pidin from the meicher, we'll be koyfin him until atshiyem roitzani. And the emesis, even according to the man Omar, who holds that Nesina bal korcha is shmona sino. Toisus over here and Toisus and the Rajman Gittin and other Rishonim ask that it's poshid that one is not mechuyev to be mekabel a matana bal korchai. You could say efshi be matana, and if he says I don't want it, we find all of a shas that's poshid that you can't force him to take it bal korchai. So they explain that the whole nidin in our sugya is only over here by bat arichaimo, where the mekabel the lekech is mechuyev to be mekabel the money from the meicher, because that's the din is he's able to be paid it. And they explained also that in the case of the Tanai, we said, Amanas, Hareza Gitech Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz, over there also, the Rajba explains that he was toiler the Tanai in the Dasi Yishu when she wants to give the money, and not totally in himself. I mean, everything's totally in her, so therefore, whenever she wants to give it, he's Mechuyev to be Mekabel. So only in this case, where the Mechuyev to be Mekabel, then there's a Sugya, then there's a Nidoin, if Nesina Bal Korcha Ishma Nesina. So therefore it's poshit that even if you hold in a sinah balkorcha shmona sinah, that only begins with the fact that the lekech is mechuyev to mekabel. Then we can have a discussion that we should say shmona sinah. And Tosis and the Rashba further clarify that the discussion of nesinah balkorcha would not apply by prius balchayv either. Because there they say since there's no loss to the malveh, so there it's poshit nesinah balkorcha shmona sinah. Proof from the sugis in Baba Kam and Kofi Ches and Baba Metzia and Memtes that one pays up a choiv and he says he puts it down and I'm paying up the choiv and the other person and the malva would not accept it and then it would be get stolen. The loiv is potter. So there it's pashin nesina malkarcha would be a nesina. It's only as the Rashba explains, it's only in our sugya and in the case by the Tanai of get where the one who is being mekabel is losing something from this peroyin. For example, like by the case of Bat Arichayma, the Rashba goes on to explain, as we mentioned in the previous year, that since Memke Kai Rachmano by Bat Arichayma, so now it belongs to the Lekeach, so by him, if you'll give him the money, the Meicha will pay up the, give him the Mois Pidyon, so then by giving up the Mois Pidyon, it's going to be Paka from the Rishus of the Lekeach and go back to the Meicha. So in this case, where on one hand he's Mechuyev to be Mekabel the money from the from the meicher, but at the same time he's losing the house and which will revert back to the shus of the meicher. That's where we have the sugyo if the sinah bal korcha shma nesina or lo shma nesina. But on the two extremes, but by matana with his no chiyuv him to be mekabel, there it's for sure the sinah bal korcha is lo shma nesina, and by prayin choiv with his no loss to the mekabel to the malve, there for sure the sinah bal korcha is shma nesina. And Ayin Sham in the Rashba and Gittin, he uses this to answer that why don't we prove Nesina Bal Korcha Shma Nesina from every Nesina's get? Since it's a Din V'Nosim B'Yada, and we know the Ishtas Mizgaresh is Bal Korcha, so we see Nesina Bal Korcha Shma Nesina. So to this, the Rashba answers that get Isha is Doim Teperoin Choyf, because as he explained, since the Baal is not Konoi to the Isha, she doesn't own the Baal is not Mom and Isha, or belong to the Isha in any way, so therefore the Isha is not losing her husband by getting the get. So there they'll be doing into a priyas balchayv, where Nesina balkarcha would be a Nesina. So what comes out, it's pasha that the whole nida in our sugya is only by bat arichayim, where there's a din to be goyled, and there's a din that the lekeh has to accept the geula. And even according to the one who holds that Nesina balkarcha is loishma Nesina, still be shayich of a geula balkarcha in the ifana which we mentioned. Either number one, on the one hand, he has the mitzvah to be mekabel, and even if he's not fulfilling his din, we would force him to be mekabel. Either like the Maribei Rav says, we just force him to be mekabel, or as the Maram Shaka understands that it would be koyfin atchiyomer roitzani. Another question that comes up in the sugya, the Eilu Shleima questions that how when he's if you hold Nesina balkarcha ishma Nesina. how would the Meicher be Zeicher back in the Bayis? He's referring to what he said earlier, we mentioned in the previous year, that he wanted to be Toil of the Machlokes, the Tan of the Mishnah, and the Tan of the Braisa, who holds arguing for its Ribbis Gemurah not, according to the way Rashi explained in Ribbis Amanas La'achzir. He understood the question was, is it bottle the, when you give them oys, and you pay to the Bayis, is it a bitl mekach lamafreya, and then it'll come out, he held its Ribbis Gemurah, or he held the Tan of the Mishnah is understanding that he's chayze umaycheloi. So he says, Bishleim, if it's a bitl mekach lamafreya, then we understand he doesn't need a new kinyan, and therefore, when he gives the, if you hold the sinah malkarcha shma nesina, and that's a chalois pidyon, then the bayis automatically revert back to his possession. But if you hold it, like he understood in the time of the Mishnah, that when he's, the Megoyal is bayis, the lekeach has to be chayzer and sell it back to him, so he says, even if you hold nesina malkarcha shma nesina, but that's poshit, that mechira balkarcha is not going to be a mechira. That only works if he says roitzani. Without saying roitzani, that's poshit, the mechira balkarcha will not be a mechira. So how will nesina balkarcha work to affect the mekach back to his rishus? So the Eilu Shloime says that mikan nirli, that even if you hold it's not bottled, the mekach lemafreya, one does not need to make a new kinyan in the bayis. Ela when he gives the moiz, miyad it's poker the koyach of the lekeach, b'shayach memelu lehamoicher, even without him making a new kinyan. He doesn't explain how it works. But however, we mentioned in the previous year from the Ritva on the Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis that he clearly learns in the sugya earlier that one has to be it's not a bit on the mekach meikara. Rather, it's a new mekach that's going back now from the Rishus of Lekeach to the Rishus of the Meicher. But the Ritva said over there that even though it's a new, it's going back now, it's a mikan labo, still, you don't need a new kinyan. Ve'ein ha-moicher tzorch lach zivele knoisa min ha-likeach. De'achmona afke ve'yov ni'alei k'desiv kili ha-oritz. So according to that, it'll be very well understood why, if you hold nesina makocha shman nesina, then automatically it would go back to the rishus of the moicher. And also according to the Rashi in Gittin, which is mevur that they hold that the mechira of the bate or ichayma is a valid mekach and it's chal the mekach right away as we explained in the previous year. So then it's also good when he paid to the bayis as the Meshayv of Nesivis explained. The shita Rashi is that it's an akir in the mekach lemafreya. But however, according to the would seem the simple words of the Ksei Sachoshin over there in Simon and Hay in explaining the shita. And explaining how in the Sudbat Erechaimah, which is Mavur in the Minchas Chinuch, in Shimem Aleph, Ois Ches, the way he explained that the Ksois, he held that it's a new Mekach back, when he paid the Bayis, he's the Lekech sells it back to him, and he said you'll have to make a new Kenyan, according to the Ksois. So then, it's difficult, how do we understand the din of the Sina Balkarcha? Bishleim in the din of Al Mishnah, where Hillel said, it could be Yecholish Ma'is of Lelishka. So there we could explain, as the Taisus Yomta said, that the Hefker Bezin Hefker, that when you put the Ma'is in the Lishka, Hefker Bezin Hefker will help that it'll be Pocket or Shus of the Lekeach. And then, it could revert, then either we could, as we explained from the Biskarov, perhaps you can make now Kinyi Chazaka, so that we could understand. But in our Mishnah, and in our Sugya, where is Nesina Balkarch without the Tekonasil, if you just give the Ma'is Balkarch to the Lekeach, where would there be any the Maisa Hakno back from the Lekeach to the Meicher? There's no Hakno. He's not doing it. He's not asking him to do it. So how would it be Niskayim that the Mekeach should go back, the Bayis should go back to the Shus of the Meicher v'tzarachin? Moving on to the Mishnah, Kol Shehu lifnim min ha-choymo, harayu kabati ori choymo, chutz min ha-sodis. Ve'meir oimer af ha-sodis. The sodis also included. And this the Gemara brings the Braisa, so we say, and our mayor says, seems to be marba even sadis. So on that, the Gemara asks, like, siv bayis. So the Gemara comes out in the maskana, chulsus umetzula ikubinayu. As Rashi explains, ikubinayu, the sadis mamish by sadis mamish like kamara mayor. The bayis ksibay. So that for sure is nismait, is not including bat erichoyme. Elochulsus umetzula kamarbi. The domu lebayis is doimet abayis the labanes rianenu. It's not made for planting. The ruin lebinyan bayis. And it's also ruin to use for binyan abayis. As Rashi explains, chulsus to take from there avonim and metzula to take from there choyl. And Rabbi Yehuda Saver is still considered like Sadis. So the Biskarov is Ma'ir on the Lashon of Rashi. The Rashi said, what's the time, but why we marbe according to Rameir Chulsis Metzula? Okay, the Rashi said, because it's Domut Abayis, it's not Bnei Zriya, V'ruyin L'binyan Bayis. So he asks, why is this important? What's the Maila that it's Ruyin to take from the Avonim L'binyan? Meaning, how's it an adifus in the chevtza of the piece of land? How is it more doyim to bayis because I use it, I take that, use that land for purpose of bayis? The piece of land is still not a bayis. Kipshuta is dimyun lebayis, is like Rashi started off, because it's labnei zriyinu. So what is Rashi being moisiv that it's ruyin lebinyan bayis? So this he wants to answer, it really starts with the kasha from the Gemara in Sukkah. On the Gimel Min Aleph says that the din of a bayis, which is Aimboy Arba Amis Al Arba Amis, the Gemara gives a whole list, and one of the things included is Einay Nechlat Bebati Arichoyma. It's not Nechlat as a din Bati Arichoyma, as Rashi says, El Pedeu Lo'ilum Vyoytze Beyoyvil Im Loigolu Keshar Karke Beloy Binyin. And the Rambam passes this halacha in Perak Yud Beis, halacha Yud Beis. So he asks that the Kuli Alma, which is how we paskin, like a Behuda, that Bati Badin, Bati Mechatzoi, is Midolus V'Shoivchin, Shoivchin Kipshutai, is not something that has to be Dalit al Dalit. So Maishna, a Shoivich, which is valid to be Nechlat as a Bati Arichoyma, and a Baish Eme Dalit al Dalit, which is not. So to this, he brings the Loshin of Rabbeinu Geshem in the Mamaskal Chulsus and Metzula. He explains that the Behuda, the Maid Sada, is the Maid Hani Nami, the Domu Lesada, the Les Budira, and the Rameir, they want to be married even Sunday, so Sunday's Gemur, we're not married. Shenduch Sim Bayis. Aval Chulsus and Metzula. The Domu Le Bayis, Le Migdal Ubar, Hachanami de Savar, De Nechlotin Ima. So Rizkarov is Medayik that the Pshat, we see Rabbeinu Geshem, Nechlotin Ima, is that Shoivich or Chulsus and Metzula, according to Rameir, is not Nechlat Midin Atzmam. Rather, because it's Shaykhis to the Dira, it's Mishtayich to the Shtamshis of the Bayis, therefore it's Nechlotin together with it. And I wasn't clear in the Lashon of the Biskarov, but I saw in Shuri Reb David, he explains the Biskarov, that it's Mashma, Shita Sabeinu Gershim, that if you would be Moicher, a Meish Shevach by itself, in a Chanami, it wouldn't be Nechlat. What it means is only if you sell a Bayis, and you sell the Shevach along with it, which is part of the Tashmishi Bayis, it's used, it has a Shaychas to the Bayis, that's included in the Din, Chalita of the Bayis. And therefore, it's very good, it's understood very well why there, even if it's not even if it's aimed by Dalit al Dalit, still it's Nechlat, because it's not Mitzat Atzman, rather because it's Nimshach, as one of the Tashmishi Abayis. Mashaykin, however, Abayish aimed by Dalit al Dalit, that by itself has no Ashtamshis, it's not a Ashtamish any Bayis, so therefore that will not have any din, Achloto. And therefore that's what he explains that Rashi earlier, Rashi says, they need ruin the binyan bayis because saying this the aside of chulsus and metzula is not because just that it's doyim to bayis that is not labanei zriya, but it's rather that it's ruin the binyan bayis, meaning that it's serving as the shtamshes of the bayis, so therefore it will be nechlat agav the bayis. Again, I'm not sure if the Biskrov is saying in Rashi that it's only if you sell it together with the bayis. Maybe that he's just bringing out the idea from I see from Rabbeinu Geshem. But even according to Rashi, even if we say it's nechlat by itself, but it's the reason why it's included in Bati Arichoyma is because it's a tashmishi bayis, not just the din mitzat atzmai. And he brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. He says Kol shulif nimen achoyma kegoin haginois v'mechatzois v'ashayvchois harayu kebatim shenem asher be'ir. So he questions, even though we find earlier in the Gemara in Daf Yudalim and Beis that Ilonois is included in the din of Steachuzo, and really would have a din to be Chayzeh V'Yoyvel if not for the Miyit, that the Sadas Chayzeh are not Ilonois. So why would this be better? And he would say this be included in the din Bati Arichoyim, even though we're Memayit Sada. So he explains, because that's only an Ilon Mitzar Atzmai. But when Ilon is a Gino, meaning as a Shaykhis to the Bayis, it's Mishtamish, as a garden for the house, then that would be included in the din of Bati Arichoyma because of its shaychas to the bayis, and only a seizroyim, which doesn't have any shaychas to dira, only that is nismayit. And like this, the side of the Briskarov is also mavur in the Toisus Yomtiv. He's going on a Mishnah in Perek Gimel in Maisris, Mishnah Yud. There the Mishnah says, Ubebati Arichoyma hakoil oihoilich achar ikr. It's discussing an Elon, where it's in Eretz Yisrael, and its knife is noitel chutzlaritz. So there he says, with Bati Arichoyma, Hakoil Hoylech Acher Iker. You go after the Iker. If the Iker is in a Bati Arichoyma, it has the din of Bati Arichoyma. So the Tais Yomtiv there quotes that the Rash learns that that Mishnah is like a Meir. Okay, Remeiru holds that even, seemingly seems to say, even a soda is nechletis, has a din of batari chaymo. So therefore, this Mishnah holds an Elon has a din of a soda. So on this, the Tosafot have the questions that the maskana of our Gemara is that sodas is not nechlat. And as Rashi explains, that even according to Remeiru, only chulsis and metzula, which are ruhi lebinyan. So therefore, he wants to say that this Mishnah is lekuli alma. And he explains with taimi rabbi ikko. The Elon Meshach Shayach Labayis, it has Shayachas to the house, Shekain Derech Lita Elon Nois Bechatzer Abayis. It's normal to plant Elon is in the Chatzer of the house. Gam Darken, Hoyolias Lenginois, Sabadesim, Samach Chatzer is saying they had gardens near the home. So since it's a Shayachas to the house, therefore it's included in the din of Batei Ari Choyma, even according to the Rabbanon. And he wants to prove this because the Rambam does not mention the din of Chulsas and Matsula, and the Kesem Mishnah proves from there that he paskins like the Tanakama, not like Remeir. So and Afalpikin, we see that Ginois does have a din of about Ari Chaima. Al Korchich, why is Gil Elon different? Because it's Meshach Shayach to the Bais. So Rabbi David Soloveitchik points out that we see from here, this, within the study of again, like the study of the Biskarov, that certain things are Nechlet, not Midin Atzmam, rather because it's Meshach Shayach to the Bais. Like a Gina, it's not Mitzat Atzmam, rather because it serves as one of the Tashmishi Abais. And possibly he mentions, could be it'll only be nechlat, only if it's sold actually together with the house. However, the Ma'isa Choshev gives a different answer to this kasha that why is Shoivich different than a Ba'ish Ein by Dalit al Dalit? And he explains based on a Rajba over there in Sukkah, when on the, over there the Gemara says that a Ba'ish Ein by Dalit al Dalit is Ein Ois and Ois Iba Bein Shtei Ayoris. It can't be, if you have a Kufmem Alfu Shlish between two Ayoris, it doesn't make it to be connected to two cities. And the Gemara says that afilu kiburgenin loy mashvin alei. It's not even like a burgenin. My time of burgenin chazi lumilsayu v'hai loy chazi lumilsay. And the Rashi there says that the burgenin we're discussing in the Gemara is talking about she'ein by dalet abes. A burgenin is a small hut for a watchman. So he says a burgenin which is chazi lumilsayu, that even if it's less than dalet, it's a valid because it's being used. What it has the shtamshes as in its size. Mashaken a bais which is made for dira. So there is not chazal masayu. Therefore, that's not a bias. So based on this, he wants to say that that's why a bias shame a dal, which is not chazal masayu, is not nechlet. It doesn't have a teyus bias. But a shoivich, even less than dalad adalid, since it's chazal masayu, would have a teyus be doyim to bias, and therefore would be nechlet. One more point: the Chazanish in Erechaim Simikuf Yus of Kodin Chavches points out that although the Gemara here was marbe. The Bati Badim, Bati Mechetzois, leinin that it's nechlat midin Bati Arichoyma. But he says, Mikol Mokoyim, but the Mishnah said later on, that in order to Elohim Bati Arichoyma is Shalish Chatzeroys, Shalshnei Batim, that has to be Batim, which are Batim Shalbeis Dira, which people Oichlem Nishenim Sham. That's called a Bayis, and that's Kaveh Hashem Ir. He says, the here the Gemara just marbit in Asher Be'ir, that's included to have a din batari chayma, but to be keveya, a base moish of ir chayma, that will only be through batim, which are batay dira of bnei adam. Minchas Chinuch in Shin Mem Aleph, Ois Yud, points out, seemingly Dava Pashit, that this was the Gemara's memayit, that a soda, which is toicha batari chayma, does not have din batari chayma. So he says, therefore, it would have a din of a regular din of a steachuza, which would not be nigal toich beishonim, and be yoitz beyoivel. But however, the things which he says, the Mishnah points out, like, mabayi sabonim bechoimo, or ishagagoy sechoimoso, or if it's not mukiv, shalosh mechitzes, so those things which are chasorin in the choimo, but it has a bayis, then that has a din of batech atzerim. It has a teir's bayis, and there it's nigal, as we'll see later on, it's nigal miyad, and it's yaitz b'yovel, and he says who adin a it will come out a bayis which is aimed by dalad al dal, which he said does not have a din about arichaimo. There, since there's a chasan in the bayis, and even bat chaseim needs to have a bayis, so then it will be like a soda, and it would have a din that it's not nigal pachis mi beis shonim. In other words, if it's a chasan in the chaimo but you have a bayis, then it's bat chaseim. But if it's a chasan in the whole bayis, it's a toyer soda, then it has a din of steachuza. The Hagoyis Radal and now Sugyo, in the Gemara comes out Lamaskono that Chulsus Umatsule Kebeinayu, but by Sodois Imre Meir's Moida does not have a din of Bati Arichoyma. So Radal says that nearly the Hainu Dachsiv in the Pasha Bati Chatzeris Al Sadeo Oretzi Choshev. Kaloimar Harehin Kisodois, it's like Sodois Shein Behen Din Bati Arichoyma Lo Oilom, Afilhein Besoicha Choyma. It's like a sada, which is even teicha chaimo, which never gets a din of bati ari chaimo. So I saw some want to be medayik in this redal that, not like the minchas chinuch, and want to say that, sada, teich, bati ari chaimo, would have a din like a bati ari chatzeirim, which is nigal miyat. However, I don't think the redal is saying that. He's just pointing out that it has, that, a bat chatzeirim has a din like a stay aritz, which always never get a din of bati ari chaimo. But again, like as the Gemara Dashin is later, the continuation of the pasuk Gula Tiloi, which has come to be Marba, that a Bati Chatzeim has a Milo, a Yipikoyach over a Sada, that it's Nigal Miyad, as opposed to a Steachuza, that I think would apply, even according to Radal, in a Sada, Tayyach Bati Yarichayma would also be, have a regular din Steachuza, and not a din of Bati Chatzeim. Moving on to the next Mishnah, Ir Shegago Yiseh, Chaymasa, the Mishnah says, Eino Kibati Arichayma. Rashi describes Shagag Yisrael Chaymasa Shalai Kifua Chayma. They didn't surround it with a wall, an outer wall. Eli Kifua Bebatim Utchuva Isabatim Zulazu Kichayma. Joining houses is what makes up the wall of the city. The Tosef Yomtiv asks that if so, why does the Mishnah say Ir Shagag Yisrael Chaymasa that its roofs are its wall? It should have said Shakois Lebatim Chaymasa. The walls of the house are the wall of the city. So there are several truths offered to this kasha. The Melech Shloim and the Chazay Nochem point out that Rabbeinu Geshem and our Mishnah has two pshatim. One he sounds like Rashi, Ikedamri shekol achoyim asaviv melei agagoyz, and then he says veikedamri shegagoyzeh mushupoin ad haoritz. The roofs are slanty until the ground. Vehein hein achoyimis. See, in this pshat he's learning literally that the roofs is what makes up the wall, and in this case, then it's not a valid choyma. Mimashav a regular batim, then it would be a valid choyma. The Rishash answers that nearly that it's osi laafuked im koisli hachatzeris, if the walls of the courtyard shehem b'loy gagin, which without roofs hema chaymosav, that would be the wall of the city, then shaper havli din ir chayma, because that would be called base moshav ir chayma, which means even though I would have thought that koisli hachatzeris, being that that's one of the functions of the house, the chatzer is a tashra shabayis, so maybe that wall would not be a valid ir chaymo. Kamash Balon, that only Gagoyser chaymosa, it's only if the actual houses make up the wall of the city, that's not good. But if the Koisel Chatzerim is the wall, that would be a valid chaymo. The Tveres Yisrael offers another answer, and he's really coming as a kasha. Does this Mishnah, which says ir shegagoyser chaymosa, is not kibati ir chaymo, does that agree with the sheet of Rav Shimon in the previous Mishnah? When a machloek is, if bayis habani b'choymo, the Rav Yehuda said that's not considered kibbot eri choymo. Rav Shimon said the kois lachitzoin hi chemosai, and therefore it is considered therefore that house which is built into the wall is considered a good part of the bateri eri choymo. So the Rishash and the Tveres Yisrael both say that this Rav Shimon could agree with our Mishnah. Is this that Rav Shimon before said that it was valid, that's only when the whole ear was surrounded with a choyma karoi, then it's called an ear choyma, just that bias was built into the wall. Then he holds, you can use the chitzen, you can use the kaisla chitzen as its wall, because you have a valid choyma for the city. But if all the houses of the city are built in this type of, in this way, then that's not considered at all an ear choyma. And even Rav Shimon would agree to our Mishnah that would not be considered about the ear choyma. And then the Tveres Yisrael wants to offer a second heretz that could be in the previous Mishnah that's discussing where the bayis was next to the wall, and the koisel served as the fourth wall of the house, but the wall extended above the house. So since in that case where the Rosh HaChayim was higher than the house, then the Rav Shimon holds that you could consider it a dinoy about a bayis in the Ir Chaimah. He says Mashenkin over here with the gagus of the batim are the Rosh HaChayimah. Then, if you take away the houses, you don't have a wall at all. So, in this case, even if Shimon agrees, that's not considered an ir chaimo. So he says, with this, it's matters the kash of the Tosis Yomtiv, that's why we didn't say koisli habatim chaimosim, because that would be mashed. Even if the outer wall was the wall of the city, that would also be excluded from ir chaimo. And says that's not true, because in that case, if Shimon would hold it, that's kosher. It's only in this case when it's gagus chaymosam, only here, this could agree, even if Shimon could agree, that this is not considered a bati ari chaymo. Now going back to the first text of the Rishash and the Tveres Yisrael, which seems to be more the pashtus, that the Rav Shimon was only discussing when the previous Mishnah, when there was one house in a city wall. So there he says that's since you have a city wall, so then if one house in the wall, that's going to be part of the Bati Ari Chaimah. But if you have a whole wall made up of houses, that, even if Shimon agrees, is not a valid choyma. So Chaim Knievsky in Derech Amuna, in Perikid Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, wants to point out that from here be Mashba, since Reb Shimon agrees that a bias can serve as a choyma seir, so it would seem that in the place where if a house was built into the wall of the city, in that makom, it's as if there's no wall in that part of the city. So he wants to prove from here that if the choyma has a pirtza in the wall, equal to the size of the house, would have a pirtza, even beruva al aparitz, then still the halach would be, it would still be considered a valid choyma. And then he says maybe perhaps even though it might not be a kosher to be considered a Torah's choyma, but min komakim it's not considered paritz, because in saif the place is awesome, so maybe there wouldn't be a raya. It remains with a tzarachin. However, from the pashas of the words of Rashash, it sounds like he means something else. He's saying that in a case in the previous Mishnah where there was a ir choyma, there was a city wall, just a bias was built into the choyma, so there's no pirtz at all. Then, like as the pashas of the words in the Mishnah, koisel hachitz in hichemase, you have a city wall, then there the bias could use the city wall as its wall. So there's no pirtz at all. But when you have just houses making up the city wall, that's not considered a choyma seir, and therefore there's no wall at all. So if you understand like this, then there's obviously no proof that pirtza would be kosher, because in this case, in the previous Mishnah, there was no pirtza at all in the Chayma. Now in the din of our Mishnah, Irsh Gagui Seah Chayma Asa, the Gemara brings a braisa Tan Rabbanon, Chayma Veloy Shor Iger, has to be a wall and not a wall of roofs, which means of houses. Toysis and Megillah on the Avgimel HaMebeis asks on our Gemara, there's a similar Gemara over there in Megillah, on the Afei, that why does the Gemara need a special drasha to be mayit v'loy shor iger to be mayit ishigag v'yisei chayim also? Typically, that does not have a din bat ari chayma. It's have the din which the Gemara will dash later on that lamed gimel and beis, and also within in Megillah that gimel and beis that says ishkiyim kor beis moishav v'ir chayma. The Gemara dashes that it has to be hukaf ul b'soif yashav. First, you have to have the wool, and then afterwards the batim. Not if it's first built the batim and then you put up the wall. So Taisus asks that but the case of Ishagag Yisechimoso, it's not Nishlam the wall, Achinigru kol abatim. So mitzad that, then it should be Nismite. Why do you need a special Joshua of Choyma Veloishur Iger? So to this Taisus answers that the Pasik Veloishur Iger is coming to teach us that Afilu Hecha the Kimlon, we know Shalaydar Adam Sham, no one lived in that. In that year, ad shenigmru kol abatim, until they finished building all the houses, afilu hachi loichashav hekif. Still, it's not called the hekif, which means Taisus is saying that the din that yashav of hukaf l'besayv yashav v'leishi yashav l'besayv hukaf means that you have to first have the wall up before people move into the year. But if people did not move in until after the wall was up. Even if the houses were up before the wall, that's still considered a hukaf l'besayv yashav. As long as the wall was up before people would dar in this yashav in the ear. So on this, the Turi Evin in Megillah and Avgimel Amibayz asks, on Taisis, that atu beis moishav dekra ayishav b'nei adam kakapid, when it says beis moishav, is it totally on the dwelling of people is that what the Torah is makpid on? Halei kapid ela abinyin abayis. The kpeda is only on the building of the homes, on the structures. Shatei nivnis v'nisiyashva b'sei hekev ha-choyma, that the structures, the homes should actually be built inside a hekev of a wall. V'loisha kadmi lehekev, not that the homes should be built prior to the hekev ha-choyma. Even if no one's actually living in the house. Meaning we have an important machlokes between Toisus and the Turi Evin. And Toisus holds that the din of Hukaf al-Basayv Yashav, it means that it has to be before the Yishav B'nai Adam, actually living in the Batim. And the Turi Evin argues that it's nothing to do with people living, rather it's totally in the building of the houses. Ayin the Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Mem Aleph, Ois, Yudbeis, it's Matzayin that the Ran and Megillah is mashed like the Shittas HaToisis, however in the Shittas HaRambam is Matayik like the Turi Evin. And then the Turi Evin suggests, so maybe we could say that the Miyit of the Hukaf L'Besayif Yashav is only, V'Loishi Yashav L'Besayif Hukaf is only if the houses are put up before the wall. But in the case of our Mishnah of Gagriseh Chaimasa, there it was done by Vasaches. When you built the homes and the wall, which since the wall is from the homes, they were bunk achas, maybe that case would not be nismayit. So therefore we need a special, an extra Joshua of Chaim and Veloy Shor Iger. So that he says, that's not true. The Iker Drosh is that the chayma should be put up before the wall. The mashma, that's mashma. Then the yishuv of the batim, which is, to everyone understands, means the building of the homes, was done inside the chayma. The wall has to be put up before the houses. So therefore we still have to remain, we still need an answer to Tosis' question. So therefore the Turi Evan answers that l'didi lo koshamidi. He says, the hani tarati miyuti, these two miyutim, tarati miliners, two separate miyutim. He explains, shor igur nismait hachoyma midin choyma legamri. By the Joshua of shor igur, the mait of gagoyseh choymasa is a mid in the choyma, in the wall. Aval yoshev l'vesoyf hukaf, lo nismait hachoyma midin choyma. It's not a mid in the wall. There's nothing wrong with the wall. Elahabatim nismaitu midin bat ur choyma. It's the batim that are nismayed from having a din of bat ir choyma. Kedachsiv beis moishav ir choyma. That has to be nisyashva inside a wall. And lumayit or bayis, which was nisyashva, koydim achoyma. That doesn't have a din of bat ir choyma. And he says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina between these two miyutim was if it's mitzad, like shor igur, that's mayit choyma from having a din choyma. So then, even if you build afterwards, you would afterwards go and build another house inside those batim, you build new houses, it would still would not have din batari chayma. Because since the chayma is made from a shor igur, that doesn't have a teiris chayma, so it remains, a bayis asher, missing in a bayis asher loy chayma, which has a wall around it, and therefore it will be considered batari chatzerim, and won't have din batari chayma. Masha'enkein, if the meat is only mitzad the din of yoshev ul besoif hukef, there it has a teiris chayma. Just the batim on the smite from teiris batari chayma. So there, if you had built new houses inside that hekif, after the wall was put up, on those houses, it has a din of hukaf al b'saif yashaf. And therefore, those houses would have a teres bat yari chayma. So therefore, it's very mitzmiyoshev, teres kasha. That's why we need the new drasha of chayma v'loy shoriger, nafkamina, even if I would build a house afterwards inside this hekif of shor igur, it would still be nisnayit from a bat eri chayma, because even though it's mitzad the yoshev will be, even though it will be called hukaf will be soif yoshev, but it would be nisnayit because it's missing, it doesn't have a chayma, and therefore that would be the nafkamina. And then the Turi Evan says another teretz based on what the Torah in Simon in Erchaim Simon Tofresh Peches brings b'shein the Marami Rottenberg. He holds that the din of Yoshva ulubesayf hukiv is only if it was Yoshev tchila al das not to be makif it with a choyma. They were building on orei prozis. But if when they built the homes, it was al das to put up a wall, that's included in the din of hukiv ulubesayf Yoshev, and it has a teres bat ori choyma. And therefore, says the Turi Evan, and this is also the Hagoi Sagro over there in Tafesh Peches, says that according to the Shita of the Rami Rotemer, it's Pasha Miyushev Taisus Kasha. Because since here, when they made the houses, which, and then the houses are good for the wall, they did it all by Vasachas, that's at least as good, as better than Aldas Lekifa, where even you put up the houses before the wall. Kolshkin here, where you put up a Vasachas, that Zichah will have a Torah of Hukaful Vesayf Yoshev, and therefore it's Poshit, you need a Miyit of Chayma Veloy Shor Iger. Moving on further in the Gemara discusses this which the Mishnah mentioned, lists Ve'eluhein Bati Ari Chayma, Shalosh Chatzeir Shal Shnei Batim Kopis Chayim Vois Yeshua Ben Nun, and it gives the example, Kegoyin Katzei Yeshon Shal Tipayir V'chakir Shal Goshcholov V'yutvas Yeshon V'gam L'gdud V'chadid V'oina V'yushalayim V'chein Kayoitze Behen. So the Gemara further questions, Yerushalayim Mimichlad Bo, is there a din of that in Yerushalayim that it's, that you could sell a bayis, that is, become, if you sell it to become Nechlat, V'atanya Asar Devarim Nemru B'Yerushalayim, Ein HaBayis Cholot Bo, and one of them is that the bayis is not Cholot in Yerushalayim. As Rashi explains, Mishum Dachsiv La'koyne Oysa L'doy Roysov, Ukasavar, and he holds in his chalke Yerushalayim the Shvatim. It was not in his chalke to the Shvatim. Uman kamaknila. So no one has an ownership in the karka of of Yerushalayim, and therefore no one can sell a bayis, and memela it can't become chalut. So the Brisker Rav and the Stiplin Kilis Yaakov and Shvius Simen Beis are ma'orer that the Loshen Ein HaBayis Cholot is mashma that there is a Mechira, just as Bayis doesn't become Cholot. But Rashi described that since Le'inuschalkis Yerushalayim HaShvatim u'makne, there's no one has any ownership to be makne. So why do we use the Loshen Ein HaBayis Cholot, which implies that there is a Mekach, just it does not become Cholot? So to this, the Stipler there explains v'hanir b'zeh that even though Yerushalayim was le'nischalka to Shvatim, haynu the gufar karka shayich l'chol Yisrael. It was the karka belongs to Kal Yisrael. Avla bayis kevesh and nivne me'etzim v'avonim shaloi. He spent money and he built the structure, the home. Hareyu shalbal bayis, that is his. V'yochel little etzim v'avonim calls man shiurtz. He's entitled to take his etzim v'avonim. And then he explains that this that we find the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chavav that a maskirim batim b'Yerushalayim. He says that's because since kol echad ve'echad is able to go into that piece of land, mi pas hakarka shu mufka l'koil, because the karka is mufka to everyone. Ve'in la'bal bayis reshus to be miyachid this makom for himself. So therefore, it comes out. He says nimtz l'fizeh the habayis be'emes is shaloi. Like the inyan hadira, the hashtamshes of the dira ain't a miyuchid loy. And therefore, he says he could sell it because they're benefiting from the structure. Just it won't be nechlat because, as he explains, the loy kalrina be ashaloy, which seems to be just a borrowed term because the pasuk ashaloy is going on the choyma, but it's saying it has to belong to you to be having the din of chalito. That has to be in total yours. And since of the afsharis of the dira yesh ba'izel l'chol yisol, then that is not given a din of chalut. But you could sell the use of the structure, and therefore that would have a mechira, but it wouldn't have a din to be chalut. However, this is still a little difficult because as Rashi in Baba Kama on Pebeis on the Gemara there, it says ein ba'is chalut b'Yerushalayim. Rashi says v'yoytze b'yoyvul kibati arech hatzeirim. So Bachanan in Kovit Shurim over there in Ois Tzadik Dalid, he asks that since there's a more in Yuman, Daf Yidbeis and Megillah says Emas Kirim Batim Yerushalayim Nei She'en Shalehen. So it comes out one who sells the bayis, he ain't biyadi limka rakas eitzim vavonim shalah bayis, like we explained, but the karak is not his, and therefore he says it's difficult. What does Rashi mean? It's yoytze biyoyvul. He says we don't find a din yitzia biyoyvul only on a mechiras karka, not by mechiras eitzim vavonim. V'tzarachin. So to this kash in the Sefer Palgi Mayim is Mitzayin Chazanish in Orechaim Simkuf Chavav Oisches. He explains over there that near the Lukuli Alma Metchila was Neschalko Yerushalayim. He explains that Yadayim B'Shas Chaluka Lo Yadu Mokim Sheivcha Hashem. And then he just says what the Machlek is, if Neschalko Lo Neschalko is, he says the man who holds Lo Neschalko holds Hainish and Nisha Schus L'Chol Yisrael Uchidetanya that it can't be Maskil Hem Batim. But he says Al Mikol Mokim Hinach Losam Bikinin Haguf. So in the Kinyan Aguf, it is there. There was Neschalko. Everyone agrees that there is a Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. Elo shalachol Yisrael zchus shimish beboyim Yerushalayim. That when they come to Yerushalayim, everyone has the zchus of their shtamshes. And the one who was Neschalko says loy nisha zchus lachol Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. There wasn't a nisha zchus there for everyone. It's rather it was Neschalko. So using this, he says that we could explain that even when the Mandama holds Yerushalayim loy Neschalko, that's only the opposite, only in regard to the schus of Ashtamshes of Dira, and therefore a maskirin. But the Chaluk in the Kinyan Aguf is was Nishal Shvatim. So therefore, according to that, perhaps we can explain that it will be Shaykh Mechira on the Karka, it will be Mechira Karka, but just since the Ashtamshes of the Bayus you can't sell, and that's who wants to say that, explain that's what Rashi means. So but you could have a Mechira in the Karka, therefore would it be possible to say that there's a Yitzir B'Yoyvel Al Kaponim Kibbati Achatzerim. Now, to the Gemara's kasha that Yerushalayim is not cholot, how can we mention Yerushalayim as one of the bati ari chaimu? So the Gemara answers: Rav Ashi Omar Lav Am Rab Yosef Trei Kadosh Havi Achnami Trei Yerushalayim Havi. So I saw a nice point on the brought down the Sefer Avodah Zarah and others for him. And this the Gemara says Trei Yerushalayim. They say they want to explain that this that we find that we say in Birchas Hamazon Uvenei Yerushalayim Ir Hakodesh. That's we're madgish we. Put a dogish on the word Ira Kodesh to say we mean the Ira Kodesh and not the other Yerushalayim. And also by Tefillah we say we're Yerushalayim Ircho Berachamim Toshav. Again, with putting a dogish on the word Ircho, that we don't mean the other Yerushalayim, we mean the Yerushalayim Ircho, and we have to be mefarish by Tefillah, hative, what we're referring to. The Gemara continues, Tanya Bishmel Rabbi Yosi, Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu, why they specify, count these specific cities. When the Bnei Agoyla came up, Matsu Elu v'Kitchim, they found these cities, and I mean, which were mentioned in the Mishnah, as Rashi explains, v'Kitchim they makadish them. Rashi explains it had with the way Mekadosh them. Rashi means Mefarish Masechta Shavuos. The Mekadosh lo b'shtei toidos u'b'shir u'bez the Mehalchin u'shtei toidos acherein. So here Rashi mentions the way the Mekadosh the Bote Arichoyma was the same way the Mishnah mentions in Shavuos. Then when the Moisef on the ear with the shtei toidos u'b'shir, that's how they did it over here. So the Turi Evin in Megillah on Daf Yud quotes this Rashi, and he asks b'teima. Because the Gemara in Shavuos and Aftes Vav explains that the Azara is only Miskadesh as Bishiyari Mincha Ki Yushalayim. And explains, Ma Yushalayim, something that's eaten in it, by Yoytzim and Nifsal, which is the Lachmi Toida, Af Azara, to be Mekadesh Azara, is with something that's Nechlaba, by Yoytzim and Nifsal, which is Shiyari Mincha. So according to the Svara, it wouldn't be able to Shayach to have a Kiddush with Lachmi Toida, only in Yerushalayim, where it's Nechem Yerushalayim, and not in the other cities, the Bat Ari Chaimo, where Lach Mitoida cannot be eaten. And Melvad that he asks, it's Nifsal B'Yoytze. And he brings the Rashi himself on Shavuos, on Daf Tazayin, on the same sugi of, it's just mentioned in the Nehu Gemara. There he says, V'kitchem, he says, Le'pirishli, Bameh Mekachem Ari Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure how they Mekadish Ari Eretz Yisrael. So he makes the Tzarchin on Rashi. Ayin Shon, the Turi Evin, he himself wants to say that the way the Mekadish, the Eretz Yisrael, was Bepeh Mipi Bezdin. Just I saw a possible yishuv for Rashi in Awasugyo is mentioned in the Oris from Rabbi Yashiv, and it's also mentioned in the Chuvas Zer Avram Simin Vav Sivkon Chav Dalit. He wants to answer Api the Kiryas Sefer, who's the Kiryas Sefer in Perek Zayin Huchas Beis Abachira. It's going on the Rambam who's passing the din of the Mishnah in Perek Aleph and Kalim Esek Kedusha Sein, which first says that Ayoris Hamakopis Choyma is Mekudeshes Mimena from the other. You can send from there the Mitzrayim, which Tosfos mentions in our Sugya. And then the next Mishnah continues, it's more Mekudesh that Eichlan Shom, Kochim, Kalim, U'maisa Sheini. So the Kiryas Sefer says a Chiddush that would be nearer, that since with the Raisa, it has a din of Machni Yisrael, and that's why it's Mishtaleach Misham Mitzrayim. So therefore, since Be'ikra Din it has a Din Machni Yisrael, then it would have a Din Machni Yisrael, even in Kochim Kalim Hanacholim B'chol Machni Yisrael. If not for the problem that there's just as a hefsik between Yerushalayim and the Adiyaris and Makofi Yischaima, and Memeil will be Nifsal B'Yoytzi. But Be'ikra Din, since it's a Machni Yisrael, it would be Kosher Lachilas Kochim Kalim. Like Rabbi Yashiv explains that since the requirement for Kochim Kalim is it has to be Mokim Tor, so since Bata Yerchaima are Mokim Tor Mitumis Mitzayro, it would be Ikadim Mikosher for Achilas Kochim Kalim. And as to the question that is Nifsalim B'Yoytze, as he says, we could explain with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who's mentioned on the Fein Chesim Beis, that you don't need Al B'Samach, that the Lachmi Toida don't have to be Samach to the Mokim Shchita Toida, it could be. So therefore, if you could have Lachmi Toido in Ayaris, which are outside Yerushalayim, which would not have been baked over there, and they wouldn't be Nifsal B'Yoytze, and that would have a means, be Mekadosh that city, B'Toido, with Toido and Shir. Continuing in the Gemara brings the Stira between two brises of Rishmol Rabbi Yossi. Number one, the first one says that, K'sha'olu b'nei agoylem motzu eilu v'kitshem, aval rishoyne is botlu mishabotlu kedusha as'oretz. It's k'savi kedusha rishoyne kitshela shaita v'loi kitshela asad lovi. The Gemara asks the Stira from a different brisa that it says Manuel, like the brisa continues and says Lama Manu Chacham Es Elu Shak Shol Bnei Agoyim Matzu Elu VeKitchem. The Gemara says, what do you mean Kitchem? El Manim VeLoy Elu Bavad El Kol Shatalu Chamaseres BiYodecha MiAvisecha. That it's Mukav Chaim Moisi Shu Benun. Then it has the Kol Mitzvah Halol Nehegizba because Kedusha Rishayin is Kitchel Hashaita and Kitchel Osed Lovei. So to this, the Gemara gives two truths in Mibayis Emes two Tanoim VaAlib Der Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Rabbi Lozav Yesi Omro, ki heichi the komar, just like he said, aval pisha ein le achshav, aval gav de chorov loy bot the kudushosi. Meaning, even though when the chayma of the ear falls down, that should be a siba for the bitla kudusha. Still, since the Kedusha Rishayin was Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel Asad Lovai, therefore the Kedusha's Bati Arichayimah remains. The Rambam in Perek Beis in Shemitah V'Yovel, Paskins, the din of the Kedusha Rishayin was Kitchel HaShaita, V'loi Kitchel Asad Lovai. As the Rambam says, Ein Soimchin El HaChayimah Mekefes B'Shas Kibish Ha'aretz, which is Mukav B'Shas Kibish Ha'aretz, Keitzad, Yer Shalei Ha'isim Mekefes Chayimah, There was not mukav choyma when Yeshua's covered Eretz afal pishu mekefes ato. Hareiki bote chatzir v'irsha hoisa mukefes choyma b'mei Yeshua. If it was mukav b'mei Yeshua, afal pishu eina mukefes ato. Even though it's not mukav now, hareiki mukefes. That's considered mukefes, which is passing the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. Then the Rambam concludes, v'kevin shegolu b'chorben rishon botle kedushas arei choyma shoyi b'mei Yeshua. It was botle that kedusha. Came in Shaul Ezra, Bibishniya, Niskachu, Kola Orem, Amukavis Chaima, Boisa, Ha'ais. They should be awesome, Bime Ezra, which is the Bishniya, could be awesome, Bime Shua, as the Gemara says, and therefore he was able to Mekadish the Bote Ari Chaima. So the Raivin in Asagas asks, the Chiddush Gadol on Eroi in the words of the Rambam, because he says clearly that the Kedush of Yeshua was not Kitchel Asilavai, and still he says that Avopi, the Bote Ari Chaima, even though it's not Mukav now, Harehi Kimukavis. Rotzalaymer, that's saying the Kedush Rishayno was loy bottle until it was a bit of Aretz. Means even though the wall fell down, still is Niskayim the Kedusha of the Bati Arichayma. So he says, Kedush Gadol is it. And you can't be Seymech on it because the Rishaynis was bottle, the Kedush Rishayno was bottle when the Aretz is bottle. Afal Pisha Chaymos and Kayemes means even though you had a Chayma, it was still Kayim, once it went to Golis, it was bottle the Kedusha's Aretz, and Mimela bottle the Kedusha from the Bati Arichayma. And if the wall had fallen down, even during the bayis, even before the galus, then the kedusha will be bottled right away. So what the Ravid is asking is that the how could the Rambam pass in the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, which the Gemara said is because he holds kedusha shayna kitchel is kitchel shayta v'kitchel asilavei, and therefore that's the reason why if the wall falls down, it still has the kedusha's bottle yichaima. So how could the Rambam paskin that with the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi and still paskin like the shita that kedusha rishayna is kitchel shaita v'loy kitchel asad lovely? So the Rikorkis answers that could be the Rambam held that the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi is the kuli alma, and even if you would hold kitchel rishayna is kedusha rishayna is l'shaita and not l'asad lovely, you could still agree to the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi that even though it's nafal l'chayma, it still has the teiras bat erichayma. Now the question is, how does this agree with Al-Sigur, like the Rav is asking? So to answer this, the Rikork is Masber, but really he doesn't bring it, but it's the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva in Megillah. The Ramban in Megillah and Daf Yud, which is going on the same Sugya, which is quoted in our Gemara, the Gemara answers that the man number holds its Kitcha, Lassad Lavi, is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi. So the Ramban questions cautiously, what's the connection to the din of Kedusha Rishayin if it's Kitchel Asad Lavi? Maybe you could say Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi holds it's like Kitchel Asad Lavi, but he just dashes from this pasuk, Asher Loi Chayma, that the Chayma is not Ma'akiv. And as long as there is a Kedusha, meaning, let's say that only the Zman of Kedusha Rishayin, but as long as that Kedusha is around, even though the Chayma is Nafal, the Kedusha is still Kayim. The Kedusha is Batar, the Chayma is still there. Av Misha Batla Oret, and Klai Yisab was Golem Imenu, Penasis shall call Amim. Then it's Arei Kechutz Loritz. The Chol Chayv is Kark, and it's bottle everything whether the Chayim is Kaim or not Kaim. So therefore, the Ramban says that Einachinami, when the Gemara answers Chad Minay Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, doesn't mean that the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds Kitchel Asad Lavi. Just since we saw Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi said was talking about the Din Bat Eichayma and the Zman of its Kedusha. And he was also talking about the Kedushas Aretz. So therefore, one of these braises, which we have a stira, most probably was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. And Einachinami, we don't know if it's the Kamaisa and the Besraisa. And he's medayik this in the Lashon of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara doesn't say, Hach Besraisa Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. He says, according to Rashi, that's what the Gemara should have said. Rather just says, Chodem Minayu. He says, Einachinami, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi's din intrinsically does not tell us at all, and it does not depend on if it's Kitchel Asad Lavai or not. The Ritva over there, Megillah and Afyud, also goes like the sheet of the Ramban. Just in the Pshat of the Gemara, he says, when the Gemara is answering that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi brings, is explained that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds its Kitchel Ashayta and Kitchel Lasalavi. But he says it's not from the actual din. The din could apply al Zman Shel Yeshua. And it could be that if it was Hukav Bimei Yeshua Benun, and then it was Chor Bimei Shloima, then the Allah would be, it would still have the din of Bati Ari Chaimah. That just the deek of the Gemara was, since Rabbi Elazar, when he explained the din of the pasuk, he didn't say, Kol shehoyu lo ba'isa shah, af bi shalayu le achmikan. Rather, he said, Kol sheh, ashalayu chayma, af bi shein le achshav, the lashon ein le achshav is mashma on the zman of now, and therefore, since it's going on the zman of now, that's what it means that he obviously held that it's kitchel ashaita and kitchel asa lovey. And that was the deek of the Gemara. And the Mikorgis proves it. He says that the Gemara Megillah and Dav Gimel asks, as it from a Dav Pashit, from the din of Rabbi Lazar B'Yesi on the Sugya over there. So it's mashed that the Joshua of Rabbi Lazar B'Yesi is a din that's Kayim Lekuliyama. So therefore it's Miyushiv, the Sheet of the Rambam, that he could pass in the din of Rabbi Lazar B'Yesi, and that will be Negei in the times of Yeshua. And when he means Abish Eidim Akevis Atta means during the time before the Golas, like his Mashma. But once his bottle, once they went to the Golas, then Echinami is bottle Kedushas Arichayma, and then we needed to come on to the new Kiddush of Ezra to have reinstate the din about Arichayma. So it comes out we have an important machlokes, Rashi and the Ravid, who hold that the Kedusha of the bottle Arichayma is really depends on the Chayma, and the only way we could say that if it's Nafal Achayma, it'll be in the sky, it'll still linger the din of Kedusha's bottle Arichayma is only if you hold Kitchel Asilovi. Masha'enkein, the Rambam, and the Ritva, and Ramban, hold that the Kedusha Bat Arichayma does not depend on the wall, rather it's only dependent on the Kedusha's Aretz. Even though, we also have to say that Rashi and the Rav also agree that they both speak out, that if it will be bottled the Kedusha's Aretz, even if the wall is Kaim, that's also Siba to Mevatel, the Kedusha of the Arichayma. So one possible beer could be, as it's brought down in the Kunshas Zichin Naftali, that's when Naftali Vassaman, Hashem Koindomai, the son of Avilchon Vassaman, which is quoted in the Zichrein Shmuel in Simon Pei Beis. So he goes based on what the Chaim, Chidusha Chaim Alevi in Shmita V'Yoivel on our Rambam, in Perakid Beis, he's Medaik, he says that we mentioned Rashi earlier said that there was a special Kiddush, how they Mekadish the Bat Arichayma. They Mekadish the Bat Arichayma, the Shtei Taidus. So Chaim says that it's Mavur in Rashi, that he held Bat Arichayma, it has a din Kiddush with Neatzmoy, besides for the Kiddush Aretz. But the Chaim says that means Timus Divya Rambam, in Perakid Beis, it's near that the Bat Arichayma does not have Klal a din Kiddush with Neatzmoy. Ragd I the Kiddush Aretz, by Mikadish the Aretz, he miskatch memela b'kedushas bati arichayma. And that, because that's the exact cause of that those cities that Makavis Chayma, b'shas Kiddush Aretz, should be chal on them a kedushas bati arichayma. Then he concludes, even though that's Rashi, holds that it is a din Kiddush Rifnei Atzmai, Mikol Makoim, he says, Alevade, the Kiddush Alehem needs to be done also together with the Kiddush Aretz. As he says, it's before in our sugya that we're not soymich only on a Chayma which was around b'shas Kiddush Aretz. Ayin Sham. So based on this, he wants to say that the Rashi and the Ravid who held that there was a special kedusha to bat eri chayma miyuchadik kedusha that would you need the chayma that comes with the being that there's a chayma. So when it's bottled the chayma, it should really be bottled the kedusha unless you have it's kaim lasid lovi mashenkein in the Ramban and the Ritva. And once they perhaps in the Rambam, there's no Kedushim Yuchedis to Arichayim, it's just together with part of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, just as a din, that those cities that have a Choymo, get the dinim of Bati Arichayim. Since it doesn't intrinsically depend, it's just more of a simen rather than a Siba for its Kedusha, so even though it's enough for the Choymo, it would still have the din of Bati Arichayim. However, if Chaim in stencils, in our sugya, he brings that the machlokes Rambam and Ravid would be l'shitosam in the Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Abechira. The Rambam there holds that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was bottled b'chor ben Arishin. But he says Mikol Moka in the Rambam's mechalik that Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Kedushas Hazara was not bottled. And even though it was nafal the chaymis Mikol Moka, it's kitchel asilavei and the Kedusha remains for and says Abchaim, so too, Batar Yechayma, Shagam Etzem Dinam Ukudushasam Harehem Kyushalayim Umikdosh, the Kitchul Asid Lavai, and also, even there, if we know for the Chayma, it won't be bottled in his battle at Kedusha. Only when Kaisa went into Golis, he says, then, since it's bottled the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, then you can't have a Kedusha's Batar Yechayma, because Batar Yechayma you only have only in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbi there is Chaylok and the Rabbi. I mean, he holds even the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Azara, was bottled once it was Nafal the Mechitzes. So too by Batar Yechayim, he holds when it was Nafal the Chaymois, it was Parcha Kedushasim. So David Soloveitchik brings that he asked his father Biskarov on this piece of Rav Chaim, that how can we say that the Pshat in the Rambam is because it's not bottled Kedushas Yerushalayim Benefilas HaChaymois? The Rambam himself explains over there in Halacha Tazayin that why do I hold that by Mikdash Yerushalayim it's Kitchel Asid Lavoi as opposed to, in contrast to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? He says because Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim is dependent on the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah is Einah B'Teila. So he says if that's the reason that the Chayim has no bearing on the din of Bati Arichayim. So he brings it to Brisker of Anson, Afal Pikein, you could say it. So David wanted to explain the Teret, that because there should be really two in Yolim here. Number one, the Bittul Kedushas Aretz should be a Siba for a Bittul Kedushas Yerushalayim and Azara. And two, the Nefilas Chayim is Yushalayim, and the Zara should also be a Siva for the Bittul Kedusha. So in regard to the Bittul Kedusha Sa'aretz, why is that not a battle the Kedushas? Kedusha from Yushalayim and the Azara, that the Rambam says because that's Tolian Shechino. Mashenk and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is Tolian the Kibush, and once Klai Yisrael went into Golis, that was Batal the Kedusha. But in this reason, why isn't the Nefilas HaChayim associated to Mevatal the Kedusha? Now we see, and that's what Chaim is based on, that Nefilas HaChayim is not a Siba for Bittul HaKedusha. And there's a big question amongst Achrayim that according to the Shita that holds Kitchu Yishayna is L'Shaita V'Loi L'Asad and not L'Asad L'Avay, which is how we paskin, and we needed a new Kedusha B'Mei Ezra. Was the Kedusha of Ezra, was that only on cities which we had a Chayma B'Mois Yishu B'Nun, or even cities that had a Chayma at the time of Ezra? So the Turi Eben in Megillah and Daf Yud discusses this Shaila, and he says in the Pashtus of the Avayel Sugya will be Mashma, that with the Gemara is discussing Loma Manu Chachamim Eselu, and that Braisa Bishmal Rabbi Yaisi, why did our Mishnah count these specific cities? And we explain, Shekshalu B'nei Agoyla, they found these cities in Vikitchim. And this is coming to explain the din of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah which said that V'she'enim Mekaveh's Chayim Mimois Yishu B'Nun is not Kibot to Eri Chayma, and then goes on to list what are the Mekaveh's Chayim Mimois Yishu B'Nun, was Katsi Yishan, and goes on to give the whole list. So it sounds like even though we have a new Kedusha, there was only a Kedusha on those that were Mekaveh's Chayma from the time of Yishu B'Nun. However, as Midayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, which we mentioned earlier, the Rambam says, Kevin Sha'ala Ezra Bebiyah Shnio, Niskachu Kala Arim HaMukavah Yischayma Be'oisah Ha'eis. He says, the words of the Rambam is Mashma, that it was dependent on those cities that Mukavah Yischayma at the time of Ezra. So he says, and the Pshutay of the Dvarim Shal Rambam is Mashma, that it's only necessary to have to be Mukav Chayma at the time of Ezra, even if it wasn't Mukav Chayma from the time of Yeshua. And he asks, the Gemara is not Mashma like that. That is Metzalim, maybe the Rambam holds you need both. It has to be Mukav Chayimah B'Mei from the times of Yeshua and Mukav Chayimah B'Mei Ezra. Ein Sham, he's mefalbal in the Inyan. Also, the Mishnah Melech brings a Marit, he says, B'Mei Ezra, like Kitchu or Rechayimah, Chutz mi Oysam Shahim Mukavis mi Mois Yeshua Benun. Only the ones that were Mukav Chayimah, the times of Yeshua Benun. He sounds like you need to have both. It was the time of Yeshua Benun and at Ezra, like the Tzad of the Turi Evan. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Mem Aleph, Oysid Beis, he brings the Marit, and he says, he would understand the Marit, that Ikra Din he held, he could be Mekadish Achayim also, since the Ikra is Tolian Kedusha's Ezra, since the original Kedusha was Batal. He said, it could be Lemaisa, he was only Mekadish, the ones that were Mukiv Chayimah from Moshe Shubanun. But Ikra Din, if he wanted, Hayim Mekadish Achayim, he could be Mekadish others as well, even only the ones that were Mukiv, Mimei Ezra. But in the Maskon of the Mechitz Chinuch himself, he's noted that Medivya Raman, it's Mashrik Pshutoy, that it did not depend on the ones that Mukav from Yemais Yeshua, and he was able to Mekadish even the ones that were only Mukav Choyma at the time of Ezra. So it seems to be a big question. In Shiurim, Rabbi David Soloveitchik, in Andaf Lama Gimel Mebeis, he brings from his father, Briskerov, who wants to explain the Machloikis, he understands Kipshut in the Rambam, that it's totally ba'oseis, it's only totally in the Zman of Ezra, that'd be the Pashas of the words of the Rambam. However, he quotes a Ravid in his Pirush and Teres Koinim in Pashas Bahar, in the beginning of Pasha Dalid, he says that even the Kiddush Ezra needed to be Mukav Chaim Meis Yeshua. So he wants to be toile on the Machlekes, which you mentioned earlier, that Shitas Rashi was, and I was thinking with Mashra, that the Arim HaMakavis Chaima needed its own Kedusha, and a Kedusha Nifredis, and it wasn't in the Skachu Agav Kedusha's Oretz. And the Ravid Kipshute would go with the Shita of Rashi. And the Rambam, Chaim was Medayik, that it's Mashma that it didn't have a separate Kedusha, it was Kitshu Agava Oretz. So therefore he wants to say that according to Rashi and the Ravid, that it's independent Kedusha. So then it didn't need the Kedusha of Kedusha's Oretz of Yeshua. So why was it totally in why would they have to be at the time of Yeshua Benun? Elamai, it was just a Tanai greater that it had to be, it was totally in the Chaimus of Yeshua ben Nun. So according to that, even if we be bottled there first Kedusha, when then it's Gadish, again, be Mei Ezra, the Tanai is still Kayim, that it has to be totally in cities that were Mukav Mois Yeshua ben Nun. However, the Rambam would hold that the Bat Ari Chaima was not in the Skadish Rifni Atzma, it was only Agav to Kedusha's Aretz. So according to that, he wants to say it's not just a Tanai Ba'almo. Rather, the reason why Kedusha Sa'arim needs, by Yemei Yeshua, needed to be totally in the ones of Mukav Chaimah at that time, because that was the Zman of Kedusha Sa'arim, so Mela, only those Chaimahs were niskadish agav the kedushas aretz. So now, when it's bottled that kedusha and Ezra was makadish it again, so it's not dependent on the zman of Yeshua. It's just that then, when now these make a new kedushas aretz, so whatever's mukav chaim at that time will be niskadish agav the kedushas aretz. But then he says it's not mukach. Could be you could say, as the Tori Evan understood, that you need both to be totally, you have to have chaim of bimayis Yeshua and at the zman of Ezra also. It's going to be the student. It has to be, you need a Tanai, that it was a Tanai Mesuyim, that you need a Mukaf Mimayis Yeshua, and it also have to be the Mukaf at the time of Ezra, because that's when the Chalais Kedusha is happening, Agav the Kedusha Saaretz. Mer goes on to explain, what's the time of the man, the Omar holds Kitchen, Mishayna, was Lashaita, and not lost it, Lavait. Mer brings the Pasuk in Nechemya, Vayasub in Agoyla, Shavim in Ashvi, Sukkis, Vayeshub in Sukkis, Kil Osim in Mayeshub in Nun, came in Aisol. And this tomorrow as if Shabbat David will also sukkah is at Shabbat Ezra, must be makish be yosim me Ezra to be yosim me Yeshua. So now the Gemara says, v'idach, what does he do with this pasuk? So the Gemara says, the boy rachmi al yetzad avay dezara ubatle, v'agin z'chus alayu ki sukkah. As Rashi explains, that Kilo also is going on sukkahs, but not that they didn't make sukkahs, but Ezra was making on them by being mevakish to mevatle the yetzad of avay dezara. And that the Gemara continues, V'hainu du kokopit kro, ilavedi Yeshua, v'chol duch toksiv Yeshua, and here it says, Yeshua, missing a hey. So the Gemara says, Bishleim and Moishalei boi rachmi did lay have his chusid Eretz Yisrael, ela Yeshua, da havalei his chusid Eretz Yisrael, why was he not boi rachmi? And therefore, as a knas, it took away the hey from his name. So based on this Gemara, the Parashas Drachim in Josh Ches, wants to explain a pasuk in Veschanon, in Dalid Pasuk of Beis, that says when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klai Yisrael, he said, "Ki anoichi meiz ba'aretz hazoyis, eineni oiver es hayardin. I'm not being oiver es hayardin. Va'atem oivrim v'yirishtem es aretz hatoiv hazoyis. Hisham luchem, be careful, pentishku es bishas Hashem lekechem, asher koras imochem, va'asisem luchem pesel tmunas koil." So he explains that the Hemshech HaPosuk is based on this Gemara. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that had I gone into Eretz Yisrael, I would have the schus of Eretz Yisrael, I would have been able to mevatel the yetz of Avodah Zarah. But now that I'm not being oivah Seyardin, now you have to be careful from being l'shkoyach as Hashem, and from being oivah Avodah Zarah. And it's in contrast, it was the Baal Teres Chaim, once we mazber, why was it tam, because he was mevakish rachmim, that it was chos rehei from Yehoshua. So he says, "V'nir li the alkarch the time that Yeshua was not mevakish rachamim was because Moshe was not mevakish rachamim, and Yeshua did not think that the schus of Eretz Yisrael would be megan on him, and therefore he says, since Moshe was moisif on Yeshua a yud, as Chazal say, because he was a spalal of koyish yachamim yatzas miraglim who were moitzi diba on Eretz Yisrael, and since Yeshua who was ta." In this, that he didn't think the schus of Eretz Yisrael would be misayaya him. So in a sense, it was keilu hoitzi dibal Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, he says it was nitol mimenu the hay, and it was left Yosha. He says, why didn't we take away the yud that Moshe gave him? Because that we didn't want to take away what Moshe gave him, but we mechaser an ois to miramiz that in this nekuda he didn't have the betochen in the koyach of Eretz Yisrael. That's why mechaser an ois mishmoy.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.